Motorola prototypes a phone with expandable roller screen. Elon Musk wants to build his own ChatGPT and how AI should be regulated.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 122. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com and the Computer Doctor Show YouTube channel. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions and our open studio line, 520-790-2040. And in our intro, I didn't get to say that some of the things on our show today, the Motorola prototypes, a phone with expandable roller screen, Elon Musk wants to build his own ChatGPT, how AI should be regulated with lawmakers who don't understand it, and how Apple is making advancements on women's health. So sorry about that mishap there, but we do have Cy co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Good afternoon to you, too. And also a reminder to keep to please support our sponsors. Perfection Auto Works is our main sponsor for all of your car's needs. I've been through my share of auto mechanics, and it's my privilege to have Perfection Auto Works as our sponsor. If you go to their website, perfectionautoworks.com, you can see all their five-star reviews. All of their reviews are five-star, and they also have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, which is actually pretty difficult to achieve. It's easier to achieve when you're a member, but it's even harder if you're not a member, and to still achieve that A-plus certification. That is something very impressive. So please give them a call for them to take a look at your car if you're having some car trouble. 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. And please ask them for their free point inspection on their car, on your car. And remember, if you like the Computer Doctor Show, please support our sponsors. So getting back to our technology show, getting into tech news that happens this week. So Motorola, we all heard of Motorola, mm-hmm. right? Did you know that Motorola still makes phones?
Yeah, indeed.
We're used to our Apples and our Samsungs, but the United States special Motorola is releasing an expandable, what's called an expandable roller screen phone. Now, it's just a prototype. They just kind of, it's not really a real thing just yet, or at least so I understand it's not a real thing, but if you look on YouTube or if you just Google up the rollable expandable phone by Motorola, you'll see a video where the phone, okay, so like you push a button, right? Let's say that you want to watch a video. When you're holding a phone upright, mm-hmm. you know, you have your screen that goes vertically, but sometimes most videos are like, horizontal, you know, in their context. So you want to be able to flip the phone sideways, but your screen is too small. So you can actually push a button and now your screen will roll out like a little bit wider.
It's really
so
fun.
Yeah. So it's so that's the Motorola roller screen, the Motorola roller screen. And experts are saying to hold off due to the practicality, because after you've made the phone larger, why would you want to make it smaller? And the answer is so that you can make it bigger.
So you can make it bigger again with a button.
There we go. All right. Also, big news. I mean that in a joking way. Elon Musk wants to build his own ChatGPT. Surprise. Yes, he wants to build his own everything. But not just any chat, but as he said in an interview, he wants to build a what's called a quote woke 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 AI, and basically the understanding is that means that an AI that can lie or give advice on how to commit crimes and or even how to take over the world. So this is kind of like the Pinky and the Brain mm-hmm. experiment, where he's trying to take over the world and he's trying to send himself to Mars and, you know, all this other stuff. So I think he's capable of doing this. I think he is capable of doing lots of things. As destructive as they may sound, apparently there's going to be some backwards thinking that makes it sound like it's good for humanity. It's going to sound wonderful.
Right.
It's going to sound wonderful, but we'll see what happens with this new woke AI. By the way, Sai, have you gotten a chance to mess around with ChatGPT at all?
I have not. Oh. I have not actually played with it yet.
Okay, you are missing. You're missing all the fun.
I have no interest in it.
It's actually pretty funny. You could actually ask it to make jokes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yep.
I will admit this. So if you ever call the Computer Doctor of Tucson, and if you have very, very specific questions about anything like troubleshooting things, sometimes when I get stuck, obviously I would go to Google and YouTube. Now I'm going to ChatGPT for my problems, my troubleshooting problems. And it gives it to me in exactly the format that I need. And if I don't understand it, guess what? I just said, can you explain that to me like I'm a 10-year-old? And if I still don't understand it as a 10-year-old, can you explain it to me like I'm a 6-year-old? Right? You know, and eventually it gets to a point where I say, okay, it's an excellent way to learn. So make sure that you're using it to that extent. Also, AI, artificial intelligence, is looking to be regulated. Now, the reason why regulation is so important is because AI is becoming a very effective tool. It is a tool, just like a car is a tool, a power screwdriver is a tool. But there are dangers. There are risks. There are ways that you can injure yourself in a car, outside of a car. There are ways that you can hit your thumb with a hammer. There are safety precautions. But we have to figure out what those safety precautions are. So what should we do? Okay, well, there should be some regulations. Now, here are some two examples of how lawmakers in the past who attempted to make some regulation, but they didn't understand the technology. They don't understand the tool. Because you have to first understand the tool before you can make some type of regulation on it. So I'm going to bring you back to maybe 2018, where Mark Zuckerberg had testified before a joint hearing of the Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees to address some concerns about the Cambridge Analytica scandal and Facebook's handling of user data. During the hearing, he was asked questions from senators about Facebook's privacy policies, including how the company collects and uses data, location data.
Mm-hmm.
One of the I can remember in a snippet of a video, the member of the government had asked him, Mr. Zuckerberg, where did you you don't live in Washington D.C., so where did you stay last night? He said, at a hotel. Which hotel? Would you mind sharing with us which hotel you stayed at? And he said, no, I would not like to share. So. You want where you stayed last night to remain private, don't you? And you know, so he was kind of getting to the part. But the same thing, he was also making mention that the service that is provided is free.
Right.
That is key. Why?
Can't be sued if you're not paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't sue him if you're not paying him to do something.
Exactly. So he's providing a service, a free service. They couldn't understand. How can you be making so much money if you're providing a free service? And he says, we run ads. Almost, and that kind of just made the room go silent. It was like, oh, okay, so you're running ads? That's how you're making money from the ads? So you're providing this service and you're getting the ad? Yeah.
Sell your data to figure out which ads to run.
Exactly. So, that's the level of understanding that some of the lawmakers are. Some of the ones that have the power to be making some of these decisions as far as how to regulate it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the interesting thing, because ChatGPT is a whole nother animal than social media. The question is, will lawmakers be able to make decisions in the best interest of the public at the same speed that the technology is advancing? My whole thing is I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 federal agencies that have to deal with this all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
not the Justice Department, but these are other federal agencies that have overlapping interests in advancing technologies. The first one is the Customer Product Safety Commission, or the CPSC. There's also the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or the NTIA. There's also the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, National Institute of Standards and Technology, or the NIST, Federal Trade Commission, FTC, Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC, and the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, which is an agency that I follow, you know, every week to see what the latest cybersecurity threats that are facing the United States and government overall, both here, both in the United States and throughout the world, because a lot of these cybersecurity threats are not isolated to one country, because the same kind of threats that other countries are facing, Canada, Italy, other European countries, South American countries, the scammers are using the same tactics. Mm-hmm. It's the similar tactics. So as long as that information can be shared, hey, things will be a little bit better. But if the Justice Department does not have enough information to make decisions as far as regulation, choose out of these seven federal agencies that are already out there, form some sort of committee that advises the Justice Department. So the resources are there. I hope they I hope they take advantage of it. Okay, we're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and how Apple is making advancements on women's health. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Come on, man. Alexa, fix my car.
I don't do cars. Take it to Perfection Auto Works.
All right, give me Siri.
Why didn't you listen to Alexa? Perfection Auto Work has been wrenching cars, not wallets, since 1994. Go look at their shop. There are cars lined up around the block. What do their owners know that you don't? I am taking you right now to PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Yeah, what Siri said. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works. We do brakes, oil, tires, alignment, general maintenance, major services, and vehicle restorations, all cars, foreign and domestic. Call Perfection Auto Works today, 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or PerfectionAutoWorks.com. The world's best auto repair shop.
Mike, don't let being best give you a swell head.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Cy, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Cy, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we've got shows going on every single weekend. We'll have a family-friendly show tonight at 7:30, and then at 9 o'clock tonight, we have one of our newest shows called The Backyard, which is sort of an improv playground for younger teams to try new things out on stage. That one is not, however, promised to be family-friendly, but it is a pay-what-you-will.
Okay.
There you go.
Very nice.
Everything else can be found at unscrewedtheater.org.
Okay. I was just about to... by the way, I was talking with Chris. I have this idea. I'll let Chris tell you about that. Okay. We're going to take a look back at science and tech history. We have two short ones today. Cy, why don't you read that off?
Sure. So 85 years ago, on March 1st, 1938, Samsung was founded in Seoul, South Korea.
That's right. And Samsung is the the enemy of the Apple section.
Frenemy. I call him a frenemy.
Okay, well, yeah. It's kind of like the Cold War kind of thing. You know, they come out and play together
every
so often.
Things would be worse if there weren't that competition.
They're still kind of looking at each other, you know.
They push each other's boundaries, and that it would be worse if they didn't have each other as competition, to be sure.
Right. And so 85 years ago, we've been had Samsung. Now, Samsung also does air conditioners and refrigerators and other things, but they really started to excel pretty much in phones and tablets, and that seems to be where they're excelling. So hopefully they'll still be around and give other companies a run for their money. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else do we have here?
Well, 150 years ago, on March 1st, 1873, Remington began the production of its very first typewriter.
You are correct. That was 150 years, not 150. Well, it was 150 years, not 50, like I have written here.
I can math.
Okay. Yeah, you're not bad there. Okay, so production of the first typewriter, you know, I believe it was around that same time that the QWERTY keyboard was kind of the United States QWERTY keyboard.
Well, sure, because, you know why?
Why is that?
Because it was the manual typewriter that had the little arms that would flip up, and if it was in alphabetical order, a lot of the most used letters are in a row, and they would get tangled.
They would get jammed.
That's the urban legend. I don't know if that's absolutely true, but that's what I've always heard.
And they were also arranged in such a way that most of the most common letters would be closer to the center of the typewriting, where all the not so much used letters would be around. So, That's a
I don't know if
history.
It's true, but it's what I've always heard.
I heard that you also have an IBM Selectric typewriter.
I grew up with that in our house.
I think I have one in storage in New York.
I wouldn't be surprised if I still do somewhere too.
And in my high school, Edison High School in New York City, where I got a lot of my beginnings. So you know, the life cycle of a technician like me, an office technician, we go from doing a motorized electric to the electromechanical, to more electric, to more computerized electric, and then it's just all software.
Right.
And that's kind of like the journey that I've taken, because I've gone from typewriters. Now I'm just fudging around with ChatGPT,
which
uses no mechanical, anything. So,
keys to get tangled.
Exactly. So, long time coming, 150 years ago, typewriters. Okay. Here we're going to get into some quick announcements. This announcement section is something important, and it's kind of like the portion where I like to tell people about some of the latest scams that are happening, old scams that are starting to be reignited and start to be reused. And something that's important to know is that computer doctor is very, very busy. So something that's very, very important to know is that scams, when they're formed, they're not brand new. They're still the same ingredients. And that's what's happening in two of these scams. We're going to be mentioning the Mexican timeshare scam. So anybody that owns any timeshares or land in Mexico, they seem to be targeting Mexican timeshares. I think I know the reason why, because there's less regulation and they can get away with a lot more things, and they can say, hey, you haven't done this because of the international border security or whatever. So apparently timeshare owners who agree to, basically they're giving them an offer for their timeshare, but they're told that they must pay the upfront fee in order to cover anything from the listing and the advertising fees to the closing costs upfront. And then once those things are paid, obviously they disappear.
Yeah.
So if you own a timeshare, or actually anywhere, but particularly in Mexico, just be aware of this scam. If you happen to get a phone call from your timeshare management service or anything along those lines, make sure that they're calling from the company that you normally deal with, and not some other third party, because there are lots of scams out there that are trying to get people tripped up.
Mm-hmm. You'll never be wrong just saying that I will call back later, and then calling a number you know gets you to the company you should be talking to.
Exactly. And usually these companies are well aware of what the latest scams are. Also, the other scam is the missed court date. scam. And this is when scammers are telling victims that they missed jury duty or some sort of they were sequestered to show up in a court, and obviously you never received anything in the mail, or you were never officially served with anything, but now you're getting this phone call that you're going to be arrested for not showing up and impeding a court investigation of some sort. And in order to do that, you have to pay a fine immediately on
over the phone
yeah. with a gift card that you run in your car to Walmart or Target to get. Okay. And if you don't do that, you're facing some sort of jail time unless you pay. So obviously that is another scam to be aware of, the missed court date scam. So, if you do have to show up in court, somebody will see you in person, or they have to verify that you've actually received it. It's called serving notice. Okay. I've gotten served. I've had to serve others. Okay. It's part of living in the United States. Okay.
But it's done in person.
Exactly. So don't get too mixed up with that. Also, the city of Tucson is actually doing something pretty exciting for young people that are into the Nintendo Switch. I know that you know some people that I actually know some people that are into the Nintendo Switch. It's a very popular video game platform. It has Ooh. Lots of fun games. So there. They are actually the city of Tucson in their Parks and Recreation Department. They are actually having Nintendo Switch tournaments.
That's
on certain things on, I believe, on weekends. So you can go to the Tucson Parks and Recreation website to get more information and do a search for the Nintendo Switch tournaments. So you can always take a look at that. One last thing here. Apple is making some advancements on women's health. So if you have an iPhone, if you are a woman and you have an iPhone, there are things on the iPhone app where you can have the regularity of cycles, and apparently there are lots of diseases and syndromes that can be traced back to the regularity of those things. So there's not a whole lot that, this is something that Apple doesn't really, it's not really out there. It's rarely covered by news agencies. But if you're interested in doing any type of health research or helping for the common good, take a look at your iPhone and really get into the health app. The health app is actually actually becoming way, way more, I would say, robust mm-hmm. to the things that it's capable of doing. You've probably seen the commercials of the thing that can take your pulse
yep.
and
yep.
your and it could read
and fall
your
EKG. Arrest, it can detect falls,
and there's even a situation where people on roller coasters were mm-hmm, mm-hmm. were the fire engines and ambulances were showing up at
it'll monitor the ambient sound where you are and tell you if your environment is too loud and you should be wearing hearing protection.
Yeah, I don't listen to that. First of all, I can't hear the notification because
you feel it. It's haptic.
There
it's
we go.
It's haptic.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements on a regular basis. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud. And listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcast on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 122. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Psych-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater, Tom Fairbanks, is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.